The Ass and the Lapdog. A farmer one day came to the stables to see to his beasts of burden. Among them was his favourite ass that was always well fed and often carried his master. With the farmer came his lapdog, who danced about and licked his hand and frisked about as happy as could be. The farmer felt in his pocket, gave the lapdog some dainty food, and sat down while he gave his orders to his servants. The lapdog jumped into his master's lap and lay there blinking while the farmer stroked his ears. The ass, seeing this, broke loose from his halter and commenced prancing about in imitation of the lapdog. The farmer could not hold his sides with laughter, so the ass went up to him and, putting his feet upon the farmer's shoulder, attempted to climb into his lap. The farmer's servants rushed up with sticks and pitchforks and soon taught the ass that clumsy jesting is no joke. The Lion and the Mouse. Once, when a lion was asleep, a little mouse began running up and down upon him. This soon wakened the lion, who placed his huge paw upon him and opened his big jaws to swallow him.
"Pardon, O King," cried the little mouse. "Forgive me this time. I shall never forget it. Who knows but what I may be able to do you a turn some of these days."
The lion was so tickled at the idea of the mouse being able to help him that he lifted up his paw and let him go. Some time after, the lion was caught in a trap, and the hunters who desired to carry him alive to the king tied him to a tree while they went in search of a wagon to carry him on. Just then, the little mouse happened to pass by, and seeing the sad plight in which the lion was, went up to him and soon gnawed away the ropes that bound the king of the beasts.
"Was I not right?" said the little mouse.
Little friends may prove great friends. The Swallow and the Other Birds. It happened that a countryman was sowing some hemp seeds in a field where a swallow and some other birds were hopping about picking up their food.
"Beware of that man," quoth the swallow.
"Why, what is he doing?" said the others.
"That is hemp seed he is sowing. Be careful to pick up every one of the seeds, or else you will repent it."
The birds paid no heed to the swallow's words, and by, the hemp grew up and was made into cord, and of the cords, nets were made, and many a bird that had despised the swallow's advice was soon caught in nets made out of that very hemp.
"What did I tell you?" said the swallow.
"Destroy the seed of evil, or it will grow up to your ruin." The Frogs Desiring a King. The frogs were living as happy as could be in a marshy swamp that just suited them. They went splashing about caring for nobody and nobody troubling with them. But some of them thought that this was not right, that they should have a king and a proper constitution. So they determined to send up a petition to Jove to give them what they wanted.
"Mighty Jove," they cried, "send unto us a king that will rule over us and keep us in order." Jove laughed at their croaking and threw down into the swamp a huge log, which came down splashing into the swamp.
The frogs were frightened out of their lives by the commotion made in their midst, and all rushed to the bank to look at the horrible monster. But after a time, seeing that it did not move, one or two of the boldest of them ventured out towards the log and even dared to touch it. Still, it did not move.
Then the greatest hero of the frogs jumped upon the log and commenced dancing up and down upon it. Thereupon all the frogs came and did the same, and for some time the frogs went about their business every day without taking the slightest notice of their new king log lying in their midst. But this did not suit them, so they sent another petition to Jove and said to him,
"We want a real king, one that will really rule over us."
Now, this made Jove angry, so he sent among them a big stork that soon set to work gobbling them all up. Then the frogs repented when too late. Better no rule than cruel rule.